On the night of winter solstice, I dreamt of my grandmother, who died many years ago. In the last year, I have spent so much time thinking of her, wishing I could borrow some of her strength. But in her face was only a void look of confusion and fear. She did not know me. She did not know herself. When my ancestors made their choices, they gave me money, power, delicateness, and fake innocence. How did they not also understand that they would give nightmares? When my ancestors made their choices, how did they not know that we would need the self-determination of respect from them more than anything else? We do not have it. In this age, we need our grandmothers and not confused eyes. We need our ancestors who did their own labor, who nurtured their own babies, and who trusted that God would give everything they need. How do they not see the inevitability? Eventually a tyrant will come, that our little ones will be driven to madness by the way humans nonchalantly laugh at the dangerous words spoken freely by our leaders. Of course they knew, but it doesn't matter. We know. We are not free. We know we are creating a S-H-I-T-H-O-L-E nation over the top of a deeply loving and a deeply good land? Is the organ that pumps responsibility still alive within us? How do we wake our souls from this sleep paralysis of this dark night? Our seventh generation will want to know how to use their real voice and say words like, no, we will do the just thing, or we don't want to abuse this land any further, or I love you with all my heart, or I am proud of my day's labor, and I'm going to rest well tonight. Today, we respond to a call of lament for our children. Children who still hear that rumble that pushes for a good life. Children who are the targets of the racist words in schoolyards and carry it in their minds and their bodies. Children who watch their fathers die out of stress for deportation are children. We respond to a call of lament, not out of our heads, but out of the sorrow of our gut that we do or do not know how to honor. We risk a calling towards that sorrow, the wild memory within us, and to be led by it. As you hold my jumbled and immature sorrow, we practice holding the sorrow of a sick nation, the displaced sorrow, the selfish sorrow, the dignified sorrow, the hopeful sorrow, the just sorrow, the historic sorrow, the divine's sorrow. There are times to gather stones together and times to scatter stones from one another, times to repair, times to rest, and times to celebrate, and times to lament. It is the work of the gut. We lament today in the place of a prayer to confess. So often in the Western Church, we approach prayer of confessing to search for some feigned innocence. Yet there's actually very few examples of confession in the Bible. It is the cries of lament for justice that creates memory, that refuses to accept violence as the status quo for society. That fills page after page of the testimony that guides our faith. Grotesque details written and held onto by the survivors who gave them voice, dignity, guidance, and memory. This is the work that we have. We remember a time of peace and that we work to peace so that it will come again. Today we are going to communally respond to a call to lament by speaking some names out loud of people, of families who I did not know, who suffer particularly and powerfully because of racism in this country. The pain and insidiousness of racism that we face cannot be reduced to extreme examples of pain and death, and yet these are names that we know. More and more with racial violence, I am so afraid that we will begin somehow feeling that this is normal. The way human beings are supposed to live, I feel like that's what Trump wants us to feel and think, that this is somehow like how this is just a normal thing. We do not accept this violence as normative. This is not the toll people of color should have to pay to live. It is the pain that our society does not have to carry. We have chosen to create it. We have created this pain ourselves. We lament and say that there is another way to live. We lament and speak these names to build a wall of memory in this time of intentional amnesia. I remember today David Richardson, 16 years old, who was attacked violently and verbally with racial slurs. And a year later, he took his own life. His name was David Richardson. Please say his name with me. David Richardson. Lord, hear our prayer. I remember Takaya Holmes, 11 years old, who was killed in her home last February by a stray bullet from a gang-related shooting. Her name was Takaya Holmes. Say her name with me. Takaya Holmes. Hear our prayer, O Lord. We say the name of Srinivas Karkbukla, who was killed by a bartender who spoke the words, "Get out of my country," and terrorist. His name was Srinivas Karkbukla. Please say his name with me. Srinivas Karkbukla. Lord, hear our prayer. I speak the name of Savannah Graywin, a member of Spirit Lake Tribe, who was killed this past August in Red River, Minnesota, reminding us of the epidemic of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Her name was Savannah Graywind. Say her name with me. Savannah Graywind. Lord, hear our prayer. I speak the name of Philandra Castile, who was killed by an officer of St. Anthony Police Force, whose station is 2 miles from our building. His name was Philander Castile. Say his name with me. Philandro Castile. Lord, hear our prayer. Hear these words of lament from the Psalms. Because the poor are despoiled, because the needy groan, I will rise up now, says the Lord. I will place them in safety for which they long. Rouse yourself. Why do you sleep, O Lord? Awake and do not cast off forever. Why do you hide your face? Let the groans of the prisoners come before you. According to your great power, preserve those doomed to die. O God, do not hold your silence. Do not hold your peace. Do not be still. Amen. Today, we will pass the peace after we receive the body and blood of Jesus later in the service. Right now, we will, with a song of lament, we will take a moment and excuse the children to go to their places.
Jesus, to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus walk with me in my sorrow, in my sorrow. Lord, walk with me in my sorrow. Lord, walk with me when my heart is almost breaking. Lord, I want Jesus to walk with me.